From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that the Chatham Town Board voted at its February 1st workshop meeting to change the responsibilities of the town supervisor's position. Current town supervisor Donnell Collins voted against the measure in a 3-1 vote. Chatham supervisors must now submit resolutions to the full board 48 hours before board meetings and make some other reporting changes regarding communications with state, county, local, and school agencies. Collins said, and I quote, "I'm not resistant to anything being asked of me. I just want to make sure we are compliant and we are not, in fact, triggering a referendum by the adoption of these changes," end quote. At the February 1st town meeting, town attorney Tal Raplia did not know if a public referendum would be needed to make the changes. But if Raplia says a referendum is required, then Collins says, and I quote, "If they do trigger a referendum, then they would have to rescind the resolution," end quote, since the vote would not be legal without a referendum. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Makel reports in Porcupine Soup that on January 28th, New York State Supreme Court Justice Richard Mott awarded Nick Bove $24,588.93 for full attorney costs after Bove won a lawsuit against the town of Windham last year. Bove's Article 78 lawsuit against the town came after Windham officials publicly accused him of unlawfully hooking up to the municipal water supply. Bove said, and I quote, "The court has sent a clear message that the town's actions were not only legally erroneous, but also indicative of bad faith. It is not merely about prevailing in court. It is about holding public officials accountable for their actions, especially when those actions infringe upon an individual's constitutional rights," end quote. Bove is the owner of several area businesses, including Windham Mountain Outfitters and Higher Grounds Coffee Company and Restaurant. Bove said, and I quote, "I don't know what prompted the town to come after me in this way and why nobody simply reached out to me if there was a question or concern." Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that local Republican Representative Mark Molinaro is opposed to the immigration bill that Republicans negotiated. Former President Donald Trump is against the bill because he wants to run campaigning on the issue and has changed the minds of many Republicans in the House of Representatives about the legislation. Molinaro said, and I quote, "The Senate bill includes provisions I can support, like funding for law enforcement, but it faces an uncertain path forward in the Senate because it does not close the border. That's why I'm calling for an immediate conference meeting with the House, Senate, and White House to develop a real bipartisan solution. We must secure the border, and I have always been ready to work to get it done," end quote. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, while Democrat Pat Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District and supports the bill. Ryan said that some Republicans in the House, and I quote, "are working as puppets for Trump. That is a disservice to the American people," end quote. Catherine Garcia, director of New York's Operations and Infrastructure, complained about Molinaro and other New York Republicans standing in the way of improving the immigration situation. Garcia said, and I quote, "During your time serving in the majority of the House of Representatives, the state of New York has faced an unprecedented humanitarian crisis as more than 170,000 migrants and asylum seekers have arrived in our state. Governor Kathy Hochul has worked for nearly 2 years with New York City to manage this crisis, investing nearly $2 billion in state funds to date. Meanwhile, you and your colleagues have taken no action to help address this national crisis and, in fact, waited until this past week to even reach out to our administration and express your concerns," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.